Welcome, everyone. As Hashem continues, Lishmir Salosh and Shar Zechir Perik Tes Zayin, in Shir number 118, discussing how a person has to be careful not to have machlekes with his Rebbe. Amr Rav Chama Bar Chanina. The great Rav Chama Bar Chanina says, Kol ha'oisa meriva im raboy is kilu oisa im hashchin. Whoever makes a machlekes, is involved, engaged with the machlokes, with his Rebbe, with his teacher, who teaches him Torah, it's as if he is having a machlokes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boy, these are Shom, Bahai, Inyono, Omer, Chanin, Bar Papas, on a similar topic. Kol HaMisraim, Al Raboy, Kilu Misraim, Al Ashchino. Whoever complains about his Rebbe, it's as if he's complaining about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about the Shechino. Ravo says, whoever thinks badly about his Rebbe is regarded as if he's thinking poorly, badly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dal Madregas, the Kochoshev HaGemara Lamata, Lohiro Yizlonu, the Afilo Yihiro Levad, the Gamhu Kain, Isser Godel. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that Gemara lists four different descending levels that we've discussed. The person who gets involved with the fight, the person who starts the fight, person who gets involved with the fight, person who complains about the Rebbe, person who thinks badly about the Rebbe, come to teach us as follows. That even merely thinking badly, ra, about a person's Rebbe who teaches him Torah is Navera. Not only is it Navera, look what happens here. It's cold as if he's arguing. Could you imagine? Could you imagine a person's stamped on him, on his forehead, defective, argues on God? Like, what is that? You were created by Hashem. You're going to argue with Hashem? Like, what does that mean? Now, once again, we have to remind ourselves how with these Mamari Chazal, with these statements of the Gemara and other places in Chazal, Midrashim, we can understand better the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Yud Aleph from a Beis, the first wide line. It says over there that Hashem's, the Pasuk says, discusses to cling to Hashem. So Gemara asks, how do you cling to Hashem? Hashem is fire. You can't hug fire. You can't cling, come too close to fire. That doesn't work. You get burned. So Gemara gives a drash and explains that if you cling to the Tamidei Chachamim, then it's like clinging to Hashem. What does it mean to cling? What does it mean to get close to? What does it mean to be involved with Tamidei Chachamim? So Gemara says, you're Mahane Tamidei Chachamim. You have a business, you give them some equity of the business. You have some money, you support them. You have a daughter, you marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. And you support the Talmud Chacham. This is as if, says the Gemara, as if you are clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you see, these Gemaras over here, these Mamari Chazal, it's all the same theme. Because if a person's arguing against his Rebbe, if he's thinking badly against his Rebbe, it's if he's arguing against a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like, what does it mean? How could a person have that audacity to argue against Hashem? How foolish, how absurd are those people who complain and attack their rebbeim and think it's just a trivial matter to argue with the Rav or to argue with the Avbezdin, to demean them. Because the problem is these people, they view each other, themselves, and the Rav and the Avbezdin as equals. They view them as equals. Or they might even view themselves as better than the Rav, better than the Avbezdin. You know why sometimes? I'll tell you why. And the reason is like this. Is because, you know why? Because they pay the Rav salary. Where does the Rav get his salary? He's a pulpit rabbi in the shul, or wherever he's a Rav. So they think, well, I'm paying his salary. Not only are we not equals, I'm better than him. I'm supporting him. So if I don't like what he tells me to do in shul, that he makes a suggestion of having more kavan. I have enough kavan in my davin. You don't tell me what to do. You know, there's attitude like this. By the way, there's another eitzah of having more kavan. It's called not talking during davening. Because it's hard to talk to your friend when you're talking to Hashem. So if you're talking to your friend, I can talk to Hashem. If you're talking to Hashem, I can talk to your friend. That's a bit of a problem, right? He says, these people, he calls them fools. You know why they're fools? Because they're not afraid of the punishment that's going to be waiting for them in Olam Haba, and the punishment that Rachmana Litzlan will also happen to them down here in this world. Also down here in this world. Ven charedim mi'ha'oinesh ha'godol ha'mu'utad lovoi. They're not afraid of the great punishments that are destined to come upon them in Olam Haba, v'gam bo'ilam hazeh, and so to here, lo yinotzlu min ha'shvatim ha'ra'im over zeh. Here too, in this world, they will not be spared from these harsh punishments because of the zilzol, the disgrace of the Tamidei Chachamim, of the Rabbanim.